You're listening to the 2-Minute Drill, a partnership with the Timber Creek Sports Network and TCFM, Timber Creek Student Radio. Listen as our student sports reporters analyze stories from around the nation and here at Timber Creek High School. The 2-Minute Drill starts now.
Hello, you're listening to the 2-Minute Drill on TCFM. I am your host, Paul Talamantes, and I'm here sitting with...
Junior Prieto.
Michael Tardillo.
Corbin Yanez.
Jack Damon.
All right, let's just jump into our first topic. All right, so we have Timber Creek playing Haltom this week, and it's a home game. What can we do to keep the hype up from last week's win?
I think just keep giving it to Eric. He had 5 touchdowns last week against Weatherford for 100-something yards, and Cade's doing well too. And our defense played a lot better, so I think if we just keep spreading the ball out too, because Nick Nelson also had a touchdown, I think if we just keep our passing game up, I think we're going to easily blow by the Buffaloes.
I have to agree with Jack. I think that if our defense can play like they did last week and we keep giving it to Eric, spread the ball around, and we need to establish a little bit of a run game. If we do that, I think we'll come out with a victory.
Yeah, I think defense is going to be the key for the game, and just keep on feeding the ball to Eric, and then we should come out with a dub.
Yeah, just like all 3 of them said, just Eric, you know, he's the key to their offense, he's the key to their whole team, you know, just give it to the star player.
Now to get into some NFL picks, we have the Cowboys playing the Packers, which is going to be a really good game. Who do you guys have?
I got the Cowboys in this one, personally. I think they are rolling right now with Dak and Ezekiel Elliott, the 2 rookies, and I think he throws for some stats this game, personally. I think Dak goes out there and spreads it out. Hopefully Dez Bryant plays. I would like to see him play because last time he played in Green Bay was the no catch, apparently, even though Dez did catch it. But I think the Packers play well. I think it's a close game, but I think the Cowboys all in all win. Personally, I think the Packers defense isn't that good in my mind, and I think the Cowboys defense has stepped up with Morris Claiborne being a big factor. So I think Ezekiel Elliott and the offense do well enough to get them a victory.
I think that it will be a great game. I think it will be almost as close as it was that playoff game Jack was talking about. I think it will come down to the wire. And I feel like Dez, if he plays, he'll have a monster game. His Packers, they have a horrible secondary this year. But I think that Rodgers and his group will get their stuff together, and I think that Rodgers will throw for 400-plus yards here and 4 touchdowns. I think it will be a close game. But
so
I
who do you got?
Packers. I got the Packers 31-28. Packers.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very close game, but I believe the Cowboys' little win streak's going to end. But, you know, I'm hoping for a good game, but I got the Packers.
Yeah, the Cowboys, you know, I've been watching them play, and I just see them running a really safe offense. And that's why you can see that Dak Prescott hasn't thrown an interception yet, because he hasn't thrown a pass over 20 yards. He's just been throwing short passes and, you know, just some small things. But I could see the Packers defense maybe stepping up, putting some pressure on Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers, and I just see him having a great game. I got the Packers in this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprising myself here. Normally I would go with Packers, but I think the Cowboys are going to pull it off because even though the Packers kind of have, like, a well defense, but I think the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott throwing those little passes, but it gets them moving down the field. So you're still scoring. You're still bringing out that W. I have the Cowboys in this. Next game we have on the list is Cincinnati Bengals playing the New England Patriots. Who do you guys have?
Patriots all the way. Brady came back last week. He threw for 406 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think that he used all his weapons last week. You all saw it. Everyone was just... He was nailing all of his receivers, bang, bang, bang. And I think it will be a repeat of that. And I see the Patriots getting a big victory.
Yeah, the Patriots, you know, Tom Brady back. I just, you know, they were already off to a hot start at the beginning of the season just without Tom Brady. So now with him, I don't see anybody stopping them. The Patriots are just a great team. Bengals, they got a sad loss against Cowboys. I didn't expect them to lose that one, especially with A.J. Green really, you know, really playing hot. But, yeah, I got New England this one.
Yeah, I got New England, too. Brady's back, and, you know, he used all of his weapons. Martellus Bennett scored 3 touchdowns last game. So, yeah, I got the Patriots.
I got to go with the Patriots as well. I think we all 4 do. So, I think the Patriots, it's in Foxborough, and Cincinnati will struggle. Andy Dalton will have another horrific game offensively, and, you know, I think the Patriots jump out and just keep rolling with Tom Brady back, like they said. I think LeGarrette Blount has a good game, too.
The next game we have on the list is the Falcons playing the Seahawks, which should, in my opinion, be a really good game. Junior, who do you have?
Falcons. I have the Falcons because Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, they are, I would have to say, the best quarterback wide receiver duo to say. You know, Julio Jones, you know, Julio Jones, he's been on and off.
No. Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, they're by far and away the best quarterback duo, wide receiver duo in the league.
Oh, well, yeah, I could say that. But I think this season, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan have been better.
Because Ben Roethlisberger has been throwing at least
4 or 5 touchdowns to different wide receivers, not just Antonio Brown.
Listen. How many yards did Julio Jones have last week? 29? Yeah? He's had one good game this year, 300 yards, okay? That's one good game. Antonio Brown has had... He's had at least, 80 a game and at least a touchdown in every game this year. So he's been way more consistent than Julio has. Yes, Julio and Matt Ryan are a great combo, but I feel that Roethlisberger and Antonio are the best combo in the league.
So you got the Falcons?
Yeah, I can agree with Corbin, but yeah, I got the Falcons just because of Julio Jones and Matt Ryan.
Personally, I got the Seahawks. I really like the offense they run and how well their defense is. Everybody talked about Josh Norman last year being the best corner, and this year, it's probably Josh Norman again. We don't know, blah, blah, blah. It's Vikings defense. Well, boo-hoo. Seahawks have the best team in the NFL. They have a great offense and a great defense. Personally, I know they lost Marshawn Lynch, but that doesn't matter. They're going to run over the Falcons. They're going to blow them out.
No.
Russell Wilson will throw for a good 2 or 3 touchdowns. And the Falcons, I mean, actually, Matt Ryan will have an okay game, but I don't think their defense is good enough to stop their offense. And I think Richard Sherman gets a pick six in this one.
Falcons are going to win. They have the best offense in the league this year. Just not Julio Jones. But last week you saw Tevin Coleman, he's essentially their number two running back, came out and had 4 catches for 132 yards and a touchdown.
It's in Seattle.
They beat Denver last week in Denver. And with the
quarterback.
With the no-fly zone, even if they had Simeon, the Falcons still would have won.
Jack.
Falcons.
I don't believe that the Seahawks have the best team in the NFL, and I don't see them winning this game against the Falcons. You know, the Seahawks have lost a lot of parts, and their players haven't played up to the expectations this year. So they're off to a slow start, and, you know, it'll be really hard for them to pick it up. But I still have the Falcons. I do agree with Corbin with Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. I kind of forgot about that for a second, but Julio Jones and Matt Ryan, they have a connection that a lot of quarterbacks and wide
receivers. Y'all forgot about Jimmy Graham, though. Y'all all said
I do
well
think
doing
Jimmy
this
Graham.
Year,
Jimmy
he's
Graham.
A big-time player.
Listen,
he's make
Jimmy
big-time
Graham.
This week.
Jimmy Graham will have a good game. He will have a good game. He'll have 150 yards and a touchdown. But the Falcons' offense has been way too dominant to this point in the year. They demolished Carolina. Yes, they're 1-4. But they also walked into Denver in that no-fly zone, and they just ran over Denver. They just pounded it. They gave the rock to Freeman, then that opened up downfield for not just Julio, but Tevin Coleman, Sanu, Tammy, all their receivers. I see Falcons winning this game. Small margin, but I do see the Falcons winning.
Yeah, I got the Falcons, too. You know, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan, you know, that's is very scary, and you know, Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, you know, it's like a two-headed monster right there. But, yeah, I don't think the Seahawks are the same without Marshawn Lynch, and, you know, I definitely see Falcons coming up on top.
You think the Seahawks are the best team in the NFL, Jack?
Both sides of the ball, yes. I do believe they are. Personally, I mean, I think they have Super Bowl experience. They got all pros on defense and offense, and I just don't think there's any way you can be stopped.
Last game we have on the list is Eagles versus Redskins. Who do you guys have in that game?
I got the Redskins, actually. I think Carson Wentz has done good for the Eagles, and I think they're pretty well-rounded so far with all those rookies. But I like the Redskins in this one. I think DeSean Jackson bounces back from some sorrow weeks, and I think he plays well, and I think the Redskins win. I think Kirk Cousins throws for a lot, and I think Josh Norman plays well, as he usually does. I got the Redskins in this one, 28-17.
I'd surprisingly have to agree with Jack. Carson Wentz, he's played phenomenal up to this point. But he did throw that late pick last week in Detroit. But Redskins have just been on a roll so far, and I see them continuing their roll and just keep going. I see them winning.
Yeah, I actually have to disagree. I have the Eagles. I think Carson Wentz is going to, you know, have a bounce back. And, you know, I personally believe that Josh Norman is very overrated, you know, overpaid. And I think Jordan Matthews and Carson Wentz are going to have a good game. So I got the Eagles.
I got the Redskins, and I like that pick. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, the Redskins are off to a 3-game winning streak. Kirk Cousins, you know, I think he's an underrated quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback to be up there with, you know, some of the quarterbacks in this league, but he's up there. You know, they just have an offense that is real, can surprise you at times. And their defense is not very good, but I think their offense can hold up their end.
We'll be right back with more of the 2-Minute Drill after this.
Thank you for listening to the 2-Minute Drill, our student-produced sports show for TCFM. If you're hearing this version of the 2-Minute Drill, you've subscribed to our podcast, and we really appreciate it. Stay tuned for future episodes of the 2-Minute Drill from TCFM and the Timber Creek Sports Network.
You're listening to the 2-Minute Drill, a partnership with the Timber Creek Sports Network and TCFM, Timber Creek Student Radio. Listen as our student sports reporters analyze stories from around the nation and here at Timber Creek High School. The 2-Minute Drill starts now.
All right, the next topics we have is some college football picks. We have number 9 Tennessee playing number 1 Alabama in Knoxville, Tennessee. Who do you guys have?
I got to go with Alabama, sadly, I guess. I would like to see Tennessee win, but Alabama is just a better overall team. Tennessee, like we said, got lucky. They played well against A&M last week. I'll give them that without their star running back, but Kamara played good. But I just think Alabama's too much. Jalen Hurts with their dynamic offense now. I just think Nick Saban talks his team into winning this game. I think it'll be close, but I think they win by 10.
You know, I've gone against Alabama like every week because I can't stand them. But I think Alabama will win this game. Their defense has just been unbelievable, and I don't see it stopping now.
Yeah, last week against Arkansas. Plus their offense with Lane Kiffin. I just like that too.
I got to go with Tennessee again. And just because I disagree with Jack every single week, because he always seems to say Tennessee is overrated. And they're going against the number 1 seed in college football this week. And they're going to be in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it's in Knoxville.
So I can see Tennessee pulling off a slight win. Not a very slight, very close. Tennessee, they just have that magic, that crazy... just the crazy plays that they're able to make. I can see Tennessee winning this one.
Their magic has ran out.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Tennessee's going to pull off, you know, an upset because, you know, every game they seem to, at the very end, become very lucky. So, you know, maybe this game will actually work and hopefully they'll come out with a win.
The next game we have on the list is number 22, Arkansas's, playing number 12, Ole Miss. Who do you guys have?
I got Ole Miss. I think Kelly throws for a few touchdowns. I think they make some big plays, and I think they annihilate Arkansas. Personally, I don't think it'll be very close.
Yeah, Ole Miss. Chad Kelly has been good. I think he can be great, though, and I think that he'll have a big game, and Ole Miss will continue to bounce back from their opening woes.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Ole Miss is going to win. You know, I think they're going to have a bounce back and come up on top.
All right, the last game we have on the list now is number 16, Miami, playing unranked North Carolina. Who do you guys have in that game?
I got North Carolina. You know, they've played good against big-ranked teams. I think North Carolina goes in there to Miami with Mark Richt, head coach of Miami. I think they keep it close. I think it's a really close game. I think North Carolina makes some plays at the end with Switzer. Yeah, I got North Carolina, kind of a little upset pick, I guess you could say. I think Miami plays well with Kaya at quarterback, but I think North Carolina is too much, honestly. Even though they're a 4-2 team, I like Switzer, and I like the momentum North Carolina has.
I got Miami. I expect Brad Kye to have a huge bounce back game for Miami, and I just expect him to blow it open for Miami and throw for a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns. We'll really see who Brad Kye is this week.
Yeah, I gotta go with Brad. I gotta go with Miami. Brad Kye, you know, I think he's a really talented player. You know, I think he's gonna be one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL draft. So yeah, I gotta say Miami.
Now we're gonna get into our college football upset picks. Corbin, who do you have?
This is gonna surprise too many people. We're gonna see if this actually happens. I don't know if it will, but I'm gonna pick NC State to upset Clemson. I expect NC State to come in to Clemson, and I do think Deshaun Watson will have a big game, but I think if NC State just plays true to themselves and they don't get behind, if they stay in a manageable spot, I think they'll be all right, and maybe they can squeak through.
And my upset pick, I got Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, over West Virginia, who's 4-0 right now. I think the Mountaineers will keep it close. I think it's going to be a shootout. Last one out of the ball wins. And I think Patrick Mahomes, one of the best quarterbacks in college football right now, I think he leads the Texas Tech to a win over a top 25 team in West Virginia.
My upset is Indiana versus Nebraska. You know, Nebraska is 5-0, and then Indiana is 3-2. So, you know, every team wants to beat an undefeated team. So, you know, I got to go with Indiana.
Next, we're going to get into some MLB talk. The Rangers got swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. What did you guys think about that series?
I didn't exactly expect the Rangers to get swept, but, you know, I don't think anybody expected it. You know, everybody had high hopes for such a young team. But they just got swept by the Blue Jays. You know, I think the Blue Jays were really hot after that wild card win. So, I didn't expect it from the Rangers to get swept.
I thought it was going to go to game five from the start, and I thought the Rangers would end up winning because I think they're a better team. But the pitching, you know, they struggled. I mean, they gave up like 10 or 11 home runs in three games. That's just insane. And I think the Rangers also, they're not cursed, but the playoffs, defensively, they just have bad luck. And Blue Jays played well. You know, what's his name first game? Estrada, he pitched well. You know, he blew by the Rangers. Game two, they messed us up again. In game three, we had a chance to win, but, you know, we couldn't capitalize in the later innings. So I think the Blue Jays will make a good run at the World Series with the Indians.
I have to agree with Jack. The pitching was just horrific. They didn't give us really a shot to – they didn't really give the Rangers a shot to play offense up much. The Rangers were just down. For most of the series, I felt like they were down by, like, 5-plus runs most of the series. I mean, it's kind of hard to win when you're down by a big amount.
All right, the other ALDS series that happens was the Red Sox loss to the Indians, and that was David Ortiz's last playoff series because he's now retiring. So what do you guys think about that series?
It's the year of Cleveland. LeBron brought one to Cleveland, and I think that the Indians have a big shot at winning this.
So the Browns are going to win one?
Not the Browns. they're struggling a little bit.
No, but yeah, the Indians, they played well, you know. I like the young team, Lindor, Chisenhall. I think they have some good players. But, it's sad to see Poppy go. He had a heck of a year, a career year, actually. You know, 39 bombs. That's pretty amazing for a guy who's almost 40, or I believe 40. So, yeah, I wish him well. He's had a wonderful career. But, yeah, the Indians, they're playing really well.
The Indians, I think. I really have them as my pick to go to the World Series, you know.
I have them.
You know, they're a great team. And, you know, just like that movie Major League, you know, they had the Cleveland Indians kind of, you know, playing really bad, and then they got onto a roll. I think that's what we saw this season. I think they can really take a shot and win the World Series this year.
All right. Now to the National League. For the NLDS, the Giants lost to the Cubs after blowing a 4-run lead. What did you guys think about that?
Just the Cubs' offense is unbelievable. And also, the Giants need bullpen help. Their starters are really good with their top four, with Moore, Samardzija, Cueto, and Bumgarner. Yeah. But they don't have good relievers, and that's what came back to haunt them.
It's the year of the Cubs, too. I mean, personally, 4 runs in the ninth inning, that's kind of – you would dream of something like that. That's kind of how the Rangers feel on defense, personally, giving up 4 runs. But – yeah, I don't know what to say other than the fact that the Cubs have a stacked lineup, stacked pitching staff, a great coach in Joe Maddon, manager. And I just think that it's going to be them and the Indians facing off, and it'll be a good series. But